Today, I'm going to give you the reasons why I chose to leave America, and I don't plan on returning anytime soon. Right now, we are in Thailand, Pattaya to be specific. And I was just sitting here thinking, like a year ago, I was in Thailand, and I went back to America, and now I'm back in Thailand because the quality of life in America is absolutely abysmal now. You cannot live in America. Inflation is way too high. From the state I'm from, New Jersey, rent runs you, especially northern New Jersey, rent is going to be plus $2,000. Now let's think about that for a second. The median income in America is about $45,000 to $50,000 a year. Now, how can people afford to spend half of their annual income? We're not even including taxes yet. They're spending half of their annual income in rent. And then we're not even factoring food, electricity. In America, you have to have a car, especially like in New Jersey. You're gonna need a car to get around. So you got a car note, add an extra $600 to $1,000. Now look, you have $3,000 gone already of your income. There's no way you can survive. But if you come to a place like Pattaya, Thailand, you can get you a nice apartment for $200 to $400 a month. And you could be right here on the beach. Like right now, I'm on Pattaya Beach. You could have a waterfront property for from $200 to $400 a month. That's not possible in America, Canada, UK. It's not happening. Also, it's just the people out here are happier. What I realized when I went back from traveling the world, because I've been to Tanzania, I lived in Thailand, where we are right now, people are more happier outside of America. And I was thinking about this, and then I realized why. America's just one big business. If you really break it down, America is a business. And your status symbol is your income. That's why when you meet people, or people always saying, oh, I make high six figures. But you never hear people saying stuff like, I'm really enjoying my life right now. I'm really happy. You can make a bunch of money in America. That is true. But at what sacrifice does it come making that money? I know a lot of people who make six figures plus, and they absolutely hate their life. And I met many people around the world from Africa, Asia, who live off of about $2, $3 a day, and they're absolutely content with their life. Of course, they will want a little bit more. Who doesn't want more? But these people are happy. They're not like, oh, I need this new Porsche. I need this. I need to get this promotion so I can make $250,000 instead of $200,000. Like, I feel like back in America, we sacrifice our life for a carriage at the end of the road, which is retirement. And once you're like 65, what are you really going to be able to do? You can't move around like you used to. You're going to be tired. And half the people are not even going to make it to 65 with the stress levels and the toxic diet that exists in America. Now, America will always be my home. And I'm happy I'm American. But I cannot recommend people living there long term. And it doesn't take that much to get outside of America. Like I said, $2,000 a month can get you a good standard of living in a bunch of countries. You can live here in Thailand for $2,000 a month. You can live in Kenya for $2,000 a month. You can live in so many countries off of $2,000 a month, which would be impossible to live off of in America. And that's another thing I want to tell people about is People think that you need to have all this money to live outside of America. Like, that is not true. There's plenty of people who are teaching English online. They're YouTubers. They're doing all different type of things to make a living. So it's not back in the day where you had to have like a 9-to-5 to sustain yourself. Now there's so many avenues to make money. It just makes sense to leave America. And I'm not just talking about America too. You can include the UK, Canada, all the Western countries are really pricing themselves out of the market for normal people. Only the upper echelon are really enjoying the bearings and the spoils of lives back in the West. But yeah, this is your boy K Greatness. And if you like this type of content, make sure you hit that like button, subscribe, and you can't rush greatness. We out.